Hi, everyone. Not all of you know me. I'm Steve. I'm one of the pastors here along with Aaron, and I had fun at camp this week, too, hanging out with one of the groups. I'm just going to give a little lesson, another kind of Bible lesson today, and I want to ask the kids a question to start off with. Where are all the kids? Raise your hands. Okay. Okay. Well, then I won't ask you, Elijah. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you guys have homework that you got to do during the school year? Who loves homework? Yeah, a couple people love homework. All right, so guys, here's my question for you. Have you ever had homework that you were supposed to do and you forgot to do it? Yeah. What happens? What did your teacher do when you got to school the next day? Okay. Your teacher yells at you. Oh, dear. Well, let me tell you a story. When I was a kid in school, when I was in grade 6, I usually did my homework, but I had one homework assignment that was really strange one time that I was supposed to do. I was supposed to go and find 3 pieces of garbage and bring them to school because they wanted to use them for a science thing or something. I don't even remember why, but I was supposed to bring them. And guess what? I just completely forgot to go get 3 pieces of garbage and bring them to school. Now, but when I was in grade 6, I went to a really, really strict school. It was really, really, really strict. So because I forgot my homework, I forgot to bring in 3 pieces of garbage, guess what I got? I got detention. Anytime you didn't do your homework, you got detention in this school, even if it was something silly like not bringing in 3 pieces of garbage. So I had to skip my lunch and sit in the classroom with the teacher as a punishment for that, which was kind of crazy, right? Now, it's important to be responsible. It's important to do your homework. It's important to try not to forget things. But sometimes we forget, right? What if you forget something really big, something way more important than homework? What do you think is the biggest thing, kids? The biggest thing that you could forget? You can just yell it out. Okay, God, you're right. That's the answer. You guys have been trained well. Do you think you could ever forget God? No? Well, let me tell you something. The Bible says that we all forget God all the time. That seems kind of hard to believe, though, doesn't it? How can we forget God? Okay, you're right. All right, I'll see you guys later. No, the Bible says that, right, when we sin, we forget God. But here's the thing. You know, we learned these 5 Bible points this week about when life is sad, God is good, and when life changes, God is good. Well, I want to teach you one more, okay? And it's this. This is what this passage from Psalm 106 tells us, that even when we forget God, God is good. You do that one with me? Even when we forget God, God is good. All right. So guys, we're going to look at a part of the Bible that you already know a little bit of because it was one of our memory verses. Do you remember our memory verse? We just did it. Psalm 106, or 6. What was that verse? The first verse there. Psalm 106:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His loving kindness lasts forever. That's right. You guys have a different version than I have. But, yes, faithful love endures forever. So this psalm that we're going to look at that we just got read for us says that, right? That God's goodness endures forever, which means that it never runs out, right? Enduring forever means that it's always there. God's love never runs out for us. And so because of that, we should give thanks to him. But then verse 2, so if you guys can read, there's that blue book in front of you, page 488 has this psalm in it. And verse 2 of this psalm says this, who can proclaim the mighty acts of the Lord or fully declare his praise? Right? The answer is that nobody can. What that verse is saying is God is so good that nobody can explain it fully. I don't know if you kids, have you ever seen something really, really cool and you wanted to go tell your family, you wanted to go tell your friends about it, and so you go and you tell them that story? This verse says that if you wanted to tell somebody the story of how good God is, you wouldn't be able to. You'd talk for your whole life and never finish. Because God is so good that nobody can fully tell everybody how good he is. That's how good God is. That's pretty cool, huh? So I have another question for you guys. If God is that good, what should we do as a result? How should we react or respond to God's goodness? What? Okay, we should try to tell people about God's goodness. That's good. What else? Since God is so good, how should we react to him? Good. What else? Should we disobey him?
No.
Oh, what should we do?
We should obey him.
Okay, but here's the thing. The next verse says, actually, I sometimes forget to obey you. Sometimes I don't obey you, God. Right? And we don't do a good job of obeying God. That next verse says, verse 3, blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. And then he goes on and says, but we've sinned. We've sinned, and we always have sinned. Guys, do you ever sin?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you think your parents sin? Do you think your parents sin? Yeah, do you think I sin? I do, I sin. Guys, we all sin, and listen. The Bible says that people have sinned since the beginning of time. People have always sinned. This week, we just talked about the stories that we learned, right? And we talked about how God's people sinned. Do you guys remember that story about the unfair Pharaoh? Right? Who wouldn't let God's people go. He made them slaves. Right? And we talked about how did God rescue his people from there? What did he send to Egypt so that Pharaoh would let God's people go? 10 plagues, right? So God sent these plagues on Egypt. He sent, turned the water into blood, and sent these flies and these frogs and some really horrible stuff until finally Pharaoh said, okay, you can go, right? God did some amazing things for his people. But then we learned the next day that when God's people were leaving Egypt, what did they run into? Okay, Pharaoh came after them, but the Red Sea, right? They came across this big Red Sea. Have you guys ever been to Lake Ontario? Yeah? Do you think you could swim across Lake Ontario? No, I don't think you could swim across Lake Ontario. Do you think you could walk across Lake Ontario if you just walked along the ground? No, you would drown, right? And so the God's people came across this big body of water called the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was chasing them. And guess what? What do you think they did? Do you think they said, oh, no worries, God's amazing and he's good. Remember what he did for us back in Egypt? We'll be fine. Did they do that? No, they freaked out. They thought, oh, we're going to die. What's going to happen? Right? And look at what it says. Look at what it says in verse 7 of Psalm 106. If you're looking at it, it says, when our ancestors were in Egypt, they gave no thought to your miracles. They did not remember your many kindnesses. And they rebelled by the sea, the Red Sea. Right? It says that they rebelled against God by the sea because they didn't remember how good God was. They forgot God. That's so silly. Right? They forgot to trust God. But guys, do you think we already talked about how we all forget to trust God, right? Right? And whenever we sin, we forget that we need to trust God. We say, well, I'd rather do this thing than follow God, right? Sometimes when you sin, it's an accident, right? And you think of it afterwards, oh man, I forgot I wasn't supposed to lie. Oops. But sometimes when we sin, we do it on purpose. And you know that you're not supposed to do that thing. Sometimes you say, like I'm going to talk about later, I used to steal cookies from my mom in the kitchen as a kid, right? And I knew that was wrong. But I said, well, even though I know God doesn't want me to do this, forget God, I'm going to do it anyway. Right? So sometimes we do it in different ways. We forget God by accident or we forget him on purpose because we want to sin. And we forget to say, I want to trust God because he's good. And so we forget God. Do you guys remember what happened after that? What did God do? He split the sea in two, right? And they went across on dry land. And then when Pharaoh tried to chase them, the sea crashed down on him. And all that army got drowned and they were safe. God took care of his people again. And so once they were across the Red Sea, then they were good, right? They remembered God forever after that?
No.
No, what? Do you remember when we went with Mark? We went through the hallway and we pretended we were the Israelites going through the wilderness. And what did the people do? They got hungry and thirsty. And how did they respond? They mumbled and grumbled against God and say, oh, we should never have come. We should never have trusted God. We should go back to Egypt. Right? And that's what verse 13 says in here. It says, after that God saved them, it says, but soon they forgot what he had done and did not wait for his plan to unfold. See, the people of God, the Israelites, they kept forgetting God over and over and over and over again. And they got hungry and they complained and they rebelled against God. They got thirsty and they complained and they rebelled against God. And God kept providing for them. He kept taking care of them all the way through that. But then something really, 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 really bad happened. I don't know if we talked about this during this week, but something happened. The people of God decided, you know what? I'm done with this God. I want a different God. And they said, I don't want to follow this God anymore. I want a different God. But there wasn't any other God, so they had to make one up. So do you remember what they did to make up a fake God? Any of you guys know this story? Sorry? Well, not this week, but some of you guys know this one. What did they do? They built something out of gold. A cow, right. Listen to this. The real God who made them, they decided, I don't want to follow that God, so I'm going to make a fake cow god out of gold. And instead of following the God that made me, I'm going to follow the God that I make, the fake one. That's kind of silly. The real God that had so much power, they said, I don't want to follow him, I'm going to follow the fake God that has no power. Doesn't make any sense, hey? But can I tell you a secret? Every time you sin, you make a fake God. Every time you sin, you make a fake God. Now, you don't make a real cow out of gold like they did. But every time you decide, I'm not going to follow God, you make something else a fake God. So that story I was telling you about, how I used to always steal cookies from the kitchen when I was a kid, right? I knew that my mother had said, no, I shouldn't do that. And my dad too. And I knew that the Bible said you shouldn't steal, right? So I knew that I was supposed to obey my parents, and I wasn't supposed to steal, so that I was breaking two of God's commandments, right? So I was sinning in two different ways. But I said, I don't care what God's commandments say. I don't care what my parents say. I don't care that it's wrong. I really want these cookies. And guess what? When I did that, I made those cookies like a fake God. I said, these cookies are better than God. And I want these cookies more than I want God. And I made these cookies into a fake God, which is so silly. And it's also so wrong. It's so wrong. I forgot to follow the true God, and instead I went after cookies. And we do that every time we sin. Adults, every time we sin, we make whatever we're going after, we're disobeying God, we make that our fake God. And here's why this is such a big deal, right? Remember we said that God is so good? He's really, 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 really good? He's so good that he can't just say, well, sin doesn't matter. He has to punish sin. Because sin is bad and God is good, God can't pretend that sin doesn't matter. He has to do what's right. Just like a judge has to do what's right and punish sin in the courtroom, God has to punish sin. And so what God says, what this verse says in Psalm 106, look at verse 23. So he said he would destroy them. God decided that he had to punish his people for their sin, for forgetting God, by destroying them. Now, do you think God wanted to destroy his people? No, he loves his people, right? He loved them. He wanted them to be good and to be happy. He wanted to be good to them. But he decided that the only thing that he could do was destroy them for their sins and punish them. But guess what? Did God destroy them? What do you think? No, he actually didn't. Even though he needed to, it didn't. Look at verse 23, if you're looking at it again. This is what it said. So he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying them. So here's what happened. God said, I have to destroy the people. And he looks at Israel and he was going to destroy them. And Moses, who was the leader of Israel, the leader of God's people, God's chosen one, said, no, God, please, please don't destroy your people. Please have mercy on them. And it says he stood in between them and begged God to not destroy your people, God. Please don't. Please have mercy on them. And so God didn't. But here's what's amazing about this. God can't just forgive sin because we ask him to, right? God's goodness means that sin needs to be punished. So here's what God did. He had a plan that he had put together way before this. And we learned about that plan on Thursday. He sent somebody to stand between him and us and say, God, instead of giving your punishment to your people, give it to me instead. And so Jesus is God's son. We learned about that on Thursday, right? Who came down from heaven to live with us as a human being who was perfect and didn't deserve any punishment. And he stood between his father and us and said, no, I'll take the punishment. And he went on the cross and he died for us. And what Jesus did is he took the punishment that we deserve so that we could be forgiven and take the good things that he deserves. Even though we forget God, God is still good to us. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again to prove that the forgiveness was real. And so here's what the Bible tells us about Jesus. It tells us that if we believe in Jesus, if we believe that he is God's son who died for our sins and rose again, then our sins can be forgiven. And we can be his children too. That Jesus' death took the punishment for the Israelites in the past and for everyone in the future who believes in him. So if you remember that story that Jesus died for our sins and rose again, and you say, yeah, I need that. I believe that Jesus died for me and took that punishment for me, then your sins are forgiven. And you don't have to worry about God's punishment. Guys, we still sin, don't we? Even those of us that have been a Christian for a long time, we still forget God sometimes. We still rebel against him sometimes. But because we know about Jesus, we know that even when we forget God, God is good. So let's just finish by saying that one more time, okay? Even when we forget God, God is good. All right, thank you guys. I hope you remember that. That's so important. Thank you.